There's a special lilt in the air. It's come all the way from Ireland and has Lauren Brosnahan up early, early in the morning.
When I was young, I had no sense. I bought a fiddle for 18 pence. The only tune that I could play was Over Hills and Very Far Away. So early in the morning, so early in the morning, so early in the morning.
We have just listened to the grandchildren of the legendary singer and musician, Robert Clancy of the legendary Clancy Brothers. Just as the brothers graced the shores of both Ireland and America with their tradition of Irish folk songs and stories, so too their grandchildren have performed, and in so doing preserved 46 Irish children's songs, lullabies, nursery rhymes, and singing games, as well as a slice of life in the Gaeltacht, the Irish-speaking area of Ireland. This collection, so early in the morning, was originally recorded in 1962 in County Tipperary at the home of one of the Clancy sisters, by Grandmother Clancy, her 9 children, their husbands, wives, and all 21 grandchildren. It has been re-released on CD with songs in both English and Irish. Some of the tunes and lyrics will be very familiar to American children, as some Irish and American rhymes and songs share a common root in the songs of the British tradition. Weather and animals are frequent subjects in these tunes. Songs about rain and frost are sung about with the same gusty bravado as those songs about hens, geese, wrens, foxes, and frogs. You can't help but smile when listening to these renditions, the simple phrasings and catchy tunes, lyrics and melodies both familiar and unfamiliar, sung with clear and boisterous children's voices and accompanied by many traditional Irish instruments, including pipes, tin whistles, harmonica, guitar, and of course, harp. Every October, the Irish celebrate a long legacy of music with the annual O'Carolan Harp and Cultural Festival held in honor of the death of Turlough O'Carolan, the blind harpist, composer, and poet of the early 18th century. Concerts, lectures, workshops, and competitions are held for an international audience of harp enthusiasts. In listening to the Clancy children, we reconnect to this mystical instrument and the stories, poems, and songs that have long been accompanied by its strings and haunting melodies.